Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, Maria.
We hear that you received an award this week, and what was the award for, Alex?
This award was for, I started to write a book about my fishing life, and I applied to the Newfoundland Arts Council for a grant. I had to send them 30 pages of what I was writing about, and I did that. And as a result of that, as a result of what was contained in those pages, I impressed the Peer Assessment Committee, Peer Assessment Committee. They in turn said, well, should award him for what he's written. And so they awarded me the Lawrence Jackson Writers Award.
Where did you receive this award to?
Well, I went to Lab City in the Arts and Culture Center up there. It was the Arts Newfoundland Council that went, a whole group of people. And there was other people that got awards, too. I think six or seven people was there. And there was Contributors Credit Union was there because they had provided some grant money for the participants and government people. And the MHA was there and the mayor and all people like that, you know. So it was in the Arts and Culture Center in Lab City.
Okay. Who presented the award to you, Alex?
Bailey White from CBC did the actual presentation. Was the master ceremony. The executive director, I think his name is Reginald Windsor, presented the award to me.
Were there a lot of people there?
Not a whole lot. They had it controlled, I think about 60 people. I got to say, I phoned some Inuks up there, and Susie Pico came, Susie Bennett she was, so that was good.
And would you like to add anything else, Alex?
Well, no, I'm just very honored to have received that award. The book is not done, but I would like to say at this time that I got another book, a lot about Inuit, all about Inuit in Northern Labrador. Just about finished. I think it's 150-odd pages, but 123,000 words. So that's just about done. And I had some assistance from Silpa Storak help me up with some names and choosing a name for the book and all that. So that's, I'll have that finished in about a month, I guess, and get it out to a publisher. I want to publish in Central Canada. I don't want to publish in Newfoundland. It's too limited an audience. So we go to Central Canada, and I'll make sure that it's in Labrador, because a lot of the stories are Inuit-specific stories all about our people, right? So I want people on the north coast of Labrador and Inuit everywhere, actually, to read about it. So I think it's very complimentary to the Inuit culture, because we're very resilient and very smart, capable people, and we've lived through a lot of struggles and a lot of challenges, and we're still here. And doing good. So I'm pleased to say that we got our own government now, and we got a real good president, in my opinion, Johannes Lamp. He's a spiritual man, in my opinion, and he's a wonderful man. So we're doing our own thing now. We're not being told by the outsiders what to do or how to do it. We're handling our own affairs, and that's a big thing. So I just want to say that we all have our troubles and trials and all of that, but I think it's wonderful that the Inuit have always risen to the surface, and just by the way they live and the humility they possess, that they can uplift man's spirits, you know, and give hope where sometimes you don't think it's possible. But the Inuit have a way about them that they can do some very special deeds.
I'd like to thank you for this information about your award, Alex, and have a nice day.
Thank you. You too, Maria.
Yeah, atunai.
Atunai.